just in time for the holidays, the Democrats are issuing threats. Yes, they are. They're issuing threats about how states redraw their congressional districts and so forth. But I've got bad news. The United States Constitution gives the states the right to draw their congressional districts as they see fit. So Joe Biden and so forth can threaten all he wants. Amy Klobuchar can threaten all she wants. The senator from Minnesota saying she's going to take a iron-fisted look at this. Good luck with that. But redistricting and voter registration, Democrats say these are the two new issues. Oh, they've got plenty, but these are the two they've chosen for today. Joining me, Stuart Whitson, a legal affairs fellow for the Foundation of a Government. Accountability. Stuart, good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So several states are in the process of redrawing the lines right now, the majority of which are controlled by Republicans. And in some states, like the one I live, Michigan, you have a commission that was voted in by the people to draw the lines. But I'm not sure that commission will pass scrutiny in the courts because the voters changed the law. But again, it's the state governments who, by constitution, have the right to do these things. Where would you like to begin?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. So so the Constitution does give states the primary authority to do that, to decide the times, places, manner. And so the states, yeah, can give that authority out to other groups. But like you mentioned, in Michigan, you know, even efforts to put that into the hands of a non, you know, quote unquote, nonpartisan commission, you come to realize that, you know, all people have political beliefs. They have political standing. And so even when you try to make something like that nonpartisan, it's going to be partisan. And so that kind of
hold on. Are you suggesting that people would actually lie about their political affiliation to get on a board like this, to put their thumb on the scale? I am shocked to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. And so, look, it's a process that takes place once every decade. You're redrawing political lines. It's a constitutional process that has to take place. And so it's going to be partisan. But the problem is now we've got a new, you know, power inserting itself into something that's already a partisan fight. And that's the Biden, you know, retooled and restaffed DOJ civil rights section. So the voting rights section, I should say.
Yeah, but here's the problem that they face. First of all, they're running out of time. And let me just be clear. The Democrats in Congress are going to get pummeled in the midterms, beaten and clubbed like a baby seal. That's a fact. They're going to lose somewhere between 40 and 60 seats, potentially more if this spiral downward continues. The rejection, I mean, you look at Iowa, 31% support for Joe Biden today. Michigan, 39% support. This does not translate into victories in congressional districts. I don't care how you draw them, right or wrong.
No, I think you're right. And I think it's, I mean, we'll see, though. So the key with this guidance, so I think you probably saw that. So that just to inform the listeners, too. So DOJ issued guidance recently, and they're basically saying that the voting rights section is going to be monitoring, you know, states across the nation as they engage in this process and inserting itself to ensure that they're following the voting rights laws. And you and I both know how that's going to play out. In the same way it played out with the targeted attack against Georgia's common sense election integrity bill, is they're going to pick their political enemies and they're going to go after them. And so, yeah, I think you're right about the midterms. But remember, this is going to be, you know, once all this, the dust settles on this, this is going to decide how, you know, where representatives are at for the next decade in states across the nation. And when you have the power and reach of the federal government coming in and, you know, breathing down local government next, I mean, it can have a pretty bad influence.
Well, it can, but let me ask you about this, Stuart. Stuart Whitson, legal affairs fellow at the Foundation of Government Accountability. The fact of the matter is you have a Supreme Court that's basically three conservatives, three in the middle and three on the left. I think that's actually a pretty fair way to look at the court right now. I don't think it's a 6-3 split to the right. However, having said that, as I look at this court, I think on a matter like this, this court breaks right. And this court would say, listen, it's the clear reading of the Constitution says the states have the ability, as you outlined here a moment ago, to select the time, method, and manner. And the manner is what we're talking about here, the manner of how the districts are created. That is left to the states, how the districts are drawn, how it is done. And I think that creates the problem for Michigan, for example, that put in this Citizens Commission, but I don't think it's constitutional. I think that's where your challenge comes in the federal courts, where I think this whole thing that was voted, it doesn't matter that it was voted in by the citizens of Michigan if it's not constitutional. It will still get set to the side. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's possible. But I think the other big worry with this, again, this guidance document, is it's going to be left-wing lawsuits. So left-wing funded lawyers are going to bring lawsuits against states, and they're going to be frivolous, meritless lawsuits attacking the redistricting process. But what they're going to do is they're going to throw in there just a racial discrimination claim, and then the federal government, the DOJ, is going to insert itself into those lawsuits, and they're going to file amicus briefs. They're going to
sure. You can clog it up all they want, but what you have in the interim, Stuart, you're right. All of those things take time, months, sometimes years, to work their way through the courts, right? I mean, these things don't happen. Nothing in the court system ever happens fast, in my experience. People want things to happen fast, but it never goes that way. I mean, let's be honest. These lawyers are billing $800 and $1,000 an hour. They're in no hurry to get anything done. Take your time. I don't mean to be so jaded, Stuart, but in all honesty, they're billing $1,000 an hour. Let's take our time and make sure we get it right.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's what it'll be, though. Local jurisdictions will be intimidated by this, and decisions they might not have made, they will make out of fear.
What do you mean by that? Yeah, what do you mean by that? Give me an example.
No, so I just think, maybe like the way a local school board is being decided, you know, how that's going to be play out, how that election, or obviously, like when they're redesigning the district and they're taking racial population into account, are they going to make a decision they might not have made because they think, hey, this, we know if we choose choice A, we're not going to have to face this heat.
Well, here, you know, you've raised another great point that I'd like to touch on, and that is one of the things in the Michigan law is you have to take into communities of concern, race, all these different things, right? If that goes before the United States Supreme Court and people say you can't make decisions based on race to draw congressional districts, Supreme Court may well agree with that, that is a racially motivated, it's basically giving, here's your number that you have to have, and you have to have these racial considerations, which would never fly. I'll give you the last word because it's an interesting discussion. I'm sure we'll come back to it because it's so important, but I'll give you the last word.
No, I think the only other thing to touch base on is that Freedom to Vote Act. And I think, and so that's the other thing that you and I probably would both agree doesn't have a good chance at all of passing, but that's the bill that people should be keeping their eye on. It's being packaged and sold, you know, as a compromise, but it's the only thing that's going to compromise is election integrity. It's basically the federal government is going to try to insert its own rules into the election process. And the danger comes not in the rules, but in the ability of a politically weaponized DOJ to then enforce those rules. And there's kind of a little bit of interpretation that goes along with it. And so that's why that bill is so dangerous. And that's why your listeners should do everything they can, to talk to their representatives.
Gotta leave it right there, Stuart. I gotta leave it right there. Greatly appreciate it. Stuart Whitson, Legal Affairs Fellow, Foundation of Government Accountability. We'll keep an eye on it, and we'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.